A bill targeting the problem of plastic waste in the ocean and other marine debris cleared the U.S. Senate last week. It is sponsored by Alaska Senator Dan Sullivan.
What is particularly troubling about the marine debris challenge and crisis, and we believe it's absolutely a crisis, is that the majority of marine debris in the world's oceans come from five countries in Asia: China, Thailand, the Philippines, Vietnam, Indonesia, and South Korea.
The bill would call on the State Department to engage other countries to find solutions. It would also reauthorize the marine debris program for another 5 years with up to $10 million per year. Kevin Alexson of the Ocean Conservancy calls the bill small but significant. Small, he says, because it's the first item on the to-do list, and significant because it could unleash the power of the State Department to tackle the problem at the source where much of the pollution comes from.
To engage with those countries, you know, bilaterally, multilaterally, to begin a dialogue or continue a dialogue that is really kind of in its infancy right now on what to do.
At a hearing on the bill last month, Sullivan asked why five countries account for such a large share of the problem. Deputy Assistant Secretary of State David Balton describes it as a casualty of rapid growth.
I think the simple answer to that, Senator, is that their pace of economic development is just moving ahead so much more rapidly than their waste management capabilities. So to get a handle on this, we really need to help them improve waste management processes.
The bill's 21 co-sponsors span the ideological spectrum, including conservative Republican Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma and far to his left, Democrat Cory Booker of New Jersey. Booker praised the bipartisanship, but says the situation is more dire than most people realize. He cited massive growth in the production of plastics and the unabated use of the material for packaging.
This is a crisis of global proportions, and we're acting as if the little teeny bit that we're doing is somehow going to stop our grandchildren from experiencing a world where there is more plastic in our oceans than all of the fish and marine wildlife.
Booker and others say the problem isn't just the fault of faraway countries. Nancy Wallace directs the Marine Debris Program for the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration. She confirmed the top five contributors of marine debris are in Asia.
But the United States is number 20, and we are the number one generator of waste in the world. So we are contributing to this problem.
The bill passed the Senate by unanimous consent without a roll call vote. Alaska Congressman Don Young sponsored an identical version in the House. It has also attracted a raft of co-sponsors from both parties, but has no hearings scheduled yet.